This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and normally we would try to do something with Mr. Keller involved, but he is teaching somewhere, doing some things. And joining me today is investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. I did like your review of that chest rig, too, by the way.
What do you think of that?
You know, those kind of things, their time is coming because, you know, for somebody that wants to, like, pack a kid or something, that seems really small. And lightweight, but it's still functional.
I got to tell you, I've worn a lot of different chest rigs. From the original Chinese style with the wooden buttons for the AK.
Yeah.
When I had a Setny in 308, I had a Rhodesian reproduction.
Right.
I've had Blackhawk. I had, I don't know, 5 to 10 of them. But out of all the chest rigs I've tried, man, this one really seems to be about the best. Made by Shadow Equipment. Google it.
Well, I thought about calling those guys to see how available those things are because I want to buy one.
They're, you'd be calling that guy.
That guy.
His name is Sean Parker, and I got to tell you, he's a fascinating. You would not get off the phone with him anytime soon.
Okay.
Quite honestly.
Well, I will look into it. I'm always looking for something small and lightweight that I can throw my stuff into.
Yeah.
I've already had my drama, though. I've already had my drama. One thing, and I don't know if you've noticed this or not, if anybody's told you about this, in this run-up to the Armageddon of the pistol brace, right?
Yeah.
Now, I decided to go the Form 1 route, and I submitted mine April 13th.
Okay.
So here we are. May the 31st, I got an email yesterday, which I fully expected to tell me, this is your tax stamp. But what I got was that my submission was only in a draft form.
What does that mean?
Well, it means it had not been submitted. Right? So I go around, I'm trying to call everybody and everything else. And I found out that with this process that's been going on, when you submit these things, they actually, there's some of these things are creating their own little duplicate draft accounts. So even though you have one submitted, it'll submit a draft as well. I've got two on the e-form website. I've got two drafts on the e-form for the same thing. But I also have an email from them on April the 13th saying that my form was submitted and is processing. So.
Okay, so you're fine legally.
I'm fine legally, yes. I am fine legally. I was thinking, I didn't want to have to do it, but I was looking at it. Am I going to have to join the FPC or Gun Owners of America, or what am I going to have to do here? But anyway.
Because FPC, GOA, and I believe SAF now, too.
Have they gotten injunctions?
Yeah, they've all gotten injunctions. And unfortunately, the court has ruled that only their members are covered by the injunction.
That's a bunch of junk.
It really is, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
So, anyway, that's been my drama.
Well, yeah, that's not fun, especially now that they know you have one.
Yeah. I'm not worried about that. I know plenty of people, and as do you. You know plenty of people that own SBRs, and when in the NFA system, how often are they going around? I never hear about a revocation. Have you?
You know, I've been doing this for a while. I have yet to hear of anybody's Form 1 or NFA-type forms getting revoked.
Yeah.
And I know you can be called into question if you do not have a trust and all of a sudden you die. There's always a question of what happens to the firearms.
Right.
But that's why you get a trust.
Indeed. So I haven't got a trust yet. I just started this out. I will get a trust later on down the road, but at the minute, I do not have a trust. But I know you got some stuff to talk about, and we got what is the entirety of this left to discuss it. So let me hear it. What you got going on?
This scares me. Pennsylvania House Bill 586. It was introduced March 20th. It proposes more firearms regulation via ammunition, and it puts the onus right on the ammunition manufacturers, any FFL or SOT dealers who sell the ammo, and every single citizen in PA who owns ammo. What they want to do is they want to create an encoded firearm database, which I call a registry, and they want to serialize the ammo. They would, I know that sounds like the dumbest thing you've ever heard, but they would put a serial number at the base of each bullet, on the inside of each cartridge case, and then on the outside of a box of ammo. And they're going to pay for this, they say, by a 5-cent tax per round, which would increase the price of 50 rounds by $250, and it would increase the price of a case of ammo by $50. And it puts the commander of the Pennsylvania State Police in charge of it. And here's the best part. There's a requirement in the bill, which is not law yet, for anybody who possesses non-encoded ammo, they have to get rid of it by January 1st. And then they have a database of everybody that has purchased ammunition and thereby guns. So this thing is probably going to get a little more traction in PA, but quite honestly, I don't see it passing in PA. PA, Pennsylvania is still a sportsman's paradise. You got a lot of good folks between Pittsburgh and Philly who are totally into guns. This could really hurt them. I don't think it will pass. But the unfortunate thing is, what this would do, if it did, is it would create an ammunition ban. It's an outright ammo ban. There's no manufacturer that would do this up to their ammo, retool all their machines just to get ammo into PA. So if you're a dealer in Ohio, Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, New York, or any state contiguous to PA, you should be very happy. But it's an outright ban. I don't think it's going to go in PA. There's too many good people there, but you know damn well California, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey are looking at this and going, wow, what a great idea.
Well, yeah, it always interests me when they try to go after ammo.
Yeah. Like, that's not an infringement of the Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, they would have to make it to where there can be no ammo in the state save the ammo bought underneath this system. So does this address mail order ammo or anything like that?
I don't know. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it makes it illegal to possess any non-coded ammunition in the Commonwealth of PA.
Well, who's going to police that?
Yeah, pretty damn stupid. Oh, it would be selectively enforced.
Oh.
You get stopped. They see you've got hunting stuff. Let me see your rounds.
Let me see your ammo there, boy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they'd go door to door, but the mere fact that this is being proposed, because everything nowadays, all these post-Bruin tantrum bills, everything's being coordinated out of the White House. So I'm sure we're going to see another bill like this come up.
Well, you know, they're like monkeys. It's like having a monkey as a weather person throwing feces at a weather map and trying to figure out what's going to stick and what isn't. They're constantly trying to make some sort of an infringement on the right that shall not be infringed.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen if this thing does get any traction or, God forbid, does get signed into law? SAF, GOA, FPC, we're going to have to sue.
Hold on to that thought. Mr. Williams writes for armedamericannews.com, saf.org, and thegunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. We are speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams. We were just talking about the Pennsylvania ammo thing, and I had to cut you off in mid-stride there. Was there something you wanted to add to that after I asked my question?
Yeah, just to confirm, this thing gets passed, God forbid it gets signed, that it's going to be up to us once again to spend more money to take this and litigate this thing because it's patently unconstitutional. They think that by going after any ammo we need for our firearms, that's not an infringement of the Second Amendment. Give me a break. This thing is we're probably already writing the complaint about this law. And like I said earlier, the big concern is that it gets picked up. It gets tossed around. All these pro-gun groups, you know, they're sharing everything they got, or anti-gun groups sharing everything they got with each other.
Well, all of these things, all this stuff they try, I'm, you know. In the Bruin era, none of this really has a prayer, does it? But, you know, let me ask you a question. Do you think they're trying to, you know, what they did with sanctuary cities and marijuana, right? They kept pushing the boundaries of that over and over again, trying to make it legal for those things until it got to the point to where it just became one of these things where all these other states were doing it. So it just sort of, they started ignoring the marijuana use and everything. Do you think they're trying to do that to try to get us just used to the fact that, oh, well, this state's going to have gun control. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, they want to normalize it. They think we're just going to accept it. Bruin was the most significant Supreme Court decision in a hell of a long time since Heller. It said basically, you know, the individual had a right to keep and bear arms for self-defense outside the home, and that they can't screw around with firearms that are in common usage, like the AR. So all these things are unconstitutional, but unfortunately, it's up to us to take each one and prove it. That's why I call them post-Bruin tantrum bills, because they're all trying to flex for their liberal anti-gun constituents. Speaking of liberal anti-gun, did you see what Newsom said about DeSantis?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And, that's definitely not checking your sources before you get out and open your face, isn't it?
No. I mean, first of all, the media coverage on that, there was a shooting on Memorial Day in Hollywood, Florida, between what the media is still calling, quote, two groups of youths, which wounded 9 people. I don't know why they can't say gang shooting. But Newsom said in a tweet, and I'm quoting, DeSantis signed a permitless carry bill in April that removes the requirements for background checks, instruction, training, and oversight. No, it doesn't. Until our leaders have the courage to stop bowing down to the NRA and enact common sense gun safety, this kind of senseless violence will continue. I am writing a primer on Florida's new unlicensed carry law, because we have a lot of tourists who are asking a lot of questions, and the law doesn't even go into effect for another month. It starts on July 1st.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He's out there blaming something. When does it start? July the 1st. So, I mean, how bad has he been savaged over that one?
Pretty bad. I know the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, excuse me, they put out a little something focusing on Governor Newsom and his, I don't know, man, maybe that all that pomade and hair gel has eaten into his brain.
It's not pulling on his hair far enough. I think it's not tight enough on his head. I think the problem is he's just stupid.
Yeah, he is. He is rock stupid. I mean, just got dumb. He hasn't even used yet. And this is a good bill. The big problem, of course, is that it doesn't allow for open carry. Open carry is still illegal in Florida unless you're fishing, hunting, camping, or going to and from a shooting range. But we're going to get that worked out next session, hopefully. I know every gun group in the state has that as their number one priority. Whether you plan to open carry or not, it's part of right to keep and bear arms. It's definitely bearing arms. It's a Second Amendment right. So we're going to go after that. But other than that, it's a pretty good bill. Newsom, I mean, what are we, 27 states right now have some version of constitutional carry?
And it was going to be 29, except for the NRA.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I wish you luck up there, man.
I don't think it's going anywhere here this year. I don't think it's going anywhere here this year. The Republicans really don't have the Republicans here are not hard chargers. Let's put it that way.
Well, neither were ours. I mean, especially the South Florida Republicans. You might as well just say Democrats, especially the ones from Miami-Dade. But, you know, it's over the past 6-7 years, we pushed hard and we called them out. And when I say we, that would be the pro-gun groups in the state. Florida Carry, of which I'm on the board, GOA, NRA, NAGGER, all these groups have been pushing, hitting these people hard and calling them out. It seems to have taken somewhat of a toll. Our sticking point is still our Senate president. She's the reason we don't have open carry.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like it.
That's a strange, you know, we had senators like that here. My senator, who's head of the Judiciary Committee, he found that offensive. He said, how are we going to know who the good guys are versus the bad guys? And I was like, are you serious?
The bad guys would be the ones with the guns pointed at you.
Well, the bad guys, I think less than 2% of all bad guys have a holster.
Yeah.
Because of that plausible deniability. If you got one of those nice Raven concealment holsters that are made for a Glock, and you're running around and you throw your Glock in the bushes and they see that and they're like, oh, look, we found this Glock. Oh, look, there's this holster that fits a Glock. That sort of takes away that plausible deniability.
Yeah, I hope you guys can get it up there, too. It's the way it should be. People say, wow, you're expanding your gun rights. No, we're restoring our gun.
No.
Our gun rights have been restored here.
Or my favorite is they loosened them.
Yeah, right.
Loosened gun rights. I always find that. I always find that funny when they, so you guys have loose gun rights. No.
Well, yeah. It's just like this PA bill, man. You think the bad guys are going to sit around their little bad guy lair January approaches and tell each other they got to go get rid of all their non-encoded ammunition? No.
Or that, or they're just going on a crime spree.
Yeah.
Just to use it all up before they run, you know. We want to comply. Yeah, that's the problem with criminals. They just don't pay attention to none of this stuff. You can find Mr. Williams' stuff. First of all, he is the gun writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is the sole writer at armedamericannews.com, the Mark Walters radio show collaboration. And he is the sole investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. All of that stuff, though, for the most part, originates at The Gun Writer. Reprinted all over the place. You can find him just about everywhere, anywhere. A lot of people like his stuff. He gets quoted all the time. I bet he didn't know he had all these friends. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News update. The bipartisan debt ceiling bill passed in the House on Wednesday is now in the hands of the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they'll stay in session until it's passed.
June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk.
A Senate vote could come as early as tonight. President Biden appeared to be okay after he tripped and fell on stage during the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado today. He continued with his commencement commencement speech and shook hands with graduates. He received assistance from nearby individuals to get back up. The National Hurricane Center is monitoring a tropical wave in the Gulf of Mexico, which started as a low-pressure system. The center states there is a 70% likelihood of it developing into a tropical depression or storm within the next 7 days. Regardless, Florida may encounter significant rainfall during the upcoming weekend. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. And where would you like to go now, sir?
Two things that Sean Parker from Shadow Equipment said that I've been waiting to talk to you about, which I found him incredibly deep and trenchant. One, you know, we always make fun of the Chinese web gear, you know, the $20 chest rig.
Right.
And he said, you know, like, I would never have one. Bob has seen magazines just blow out of those things. Well, they're just basically standing around. Sean likes them, likes that. He said they serve a purpose. And I'm like, huh? It lets you know if you want a chest rig or a plate carrier. You know, it allows you to figure out, and I'm quoting him because I thought it was so good, how many pouches do I need and where do I want them to live on my body? So, you know, his stuff's top of the line. You're going to pay $150, $200 for one of his chest rigs. But before you do that, wouldn't you like to know if you like a chest rig? Of course, my counter was his is so much more comfortable and so much more user-friendly than anything you're going to buy off Amazon. But I think that kind of makes sense.
Well, I mean, you know, I never ran a chest rig when I was in the military. I ran an LBE. And I think the important part here is, and one of the things that John Farnham says, as a matter of fact, if you're going to make a kit, you should make a kit on with something that you have trained with. And I've never trained with a chest rig. I've never trained with a plate carrier. I have both, right? But I one thing I don't have that I have trained with is an LBE type setup, which is a belt with suspenders. And, you know, those kind of things. That's one of those things where I look at that and I say to myself, yeah, well, that would be something I tried to get one the other day and I, you know, that didn't work out because they didn't know what they were doing, but I'm still working on it. But you have one, right?
Oh, several, yeah. I have my battle belt that has suspenders, and it's perfect. It's the most comfortable thing. Because you remember when you put the LBE on, if you got it positioned and you got it fit right, it would share the weight between your waist and your hips, and you could wear the damn thing all day. And it was comfortable. That's where mine is set up now. This chest rig is easy, and it's light, and it's quick. I mean, Bill, it literally, if you got to grab your AR because you might have to use it in what Moz calls the gravest extreme, you might as well have some more ammo. And this chest rig literally takes about a second to throw on. And it gives you 3 mags or more if you want to set it up differently. I kept it light. I cannot envision a scenario involving home defense where I'm going to go through 4 AR mags. But you never know. But the other thing he said, and this is what he's working toward, he wants to normalize this type of tactical gear. Because for some of the non-gunners or the future gunners, as I like to call them, it might be a little ominous to see guys run around training in this stuff. And he'd like to see this type of gear normalized among the non-gun owners or the future gun owners, as I like to call them. I thought that was pretty neat, too. Pretty good idea.
Well, I mean, you got to, and I understand what he's doing because, you know, the whole impetus behind the term assault weapon was we're going to conjure visions in your head,
yeah,
of assault troops coming after you to break into your house while you're having your dinner.
Yeah.
So what he's trying to do is he's trying to counter that. And I applaud that. I need to get him on the show. I need to help him do what he's trying to do.
You really do. He's a deep thinker. He's, like I put in the story, you would look at his gear and you think, well, he's in a Ranger regiment or maybe SF or MARSOC or something or law enforcement. No, he's got an arts background. He's got a degree from this real prestigious art school. And you can tell that when you look at his stuff. Again, it's shadow equipment. It's really different, and it is so over-engineered, it's not even funny. This stuff is well-made. Lifetime guarantee really does well on the pricing for what you get. I would put him up against some of the big names that you know.
Right. Well, you know, you got one in your state. Well, maybe they're in Georgia. I don't know. Are they as good as Blue Force gear?
Yeah, I would put him up there with what Larry's got going.
Yeah, I definitely need to be talking to him. The thing about this is that you want something a little over-engineered because even when you're just training, if you start getting into the prone more than once or twice and you got a chest rig on, you're actually wearing it the right way, you're going to stress it, should we say.
Definitely.
And you don't want it coming unsewn because they're sewn together. This is they call this tactical nylon, and anybody knows how to really sew tactical nylon is really, really good at it. I've known one guy that was a genius at it, but he sold his company and moved on, and now he's in leather. I'm talking about Mean Gene. You know him.
Yep.
But
yep.
There's not that many people that take that much pride in what they make, and I'm going to presume everything that he's selling, he's making here. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, he has a day job. He's a project manager for this firm that builds custom homes. So he himself, Sean, is making your stuff that you will buy on evenings and weekends. That is, unless he gets too big, then goodbye day job. Because this is what he wants to do. And he started out really small, doing sling silencers for some friends, and all of his stuff is handmade. And yeah, I'm really impressed by what I'm seeing. He's got some stuff coming out for the guys with the NDGs and the helmets, and just check his site. He's got something that he's teasing. He said, "Will revolutionize things. I cannot wait for this." Okay.
Right. Well, I definitely, you need to hook me up. I need to talk to this guy and help him with his goal and everything else. And who knows? Maybe he'll let me review some of his stuff. That'd be cool.
definitely need to support.
Would it fit into a small backpack and hide with all of your other, oh my gosh, I got to get home stuff?
Easily.
Yeah?
Easily. Yeah. You're not going to have any issues.
Oh. See, this is always good. Whenever you can find somebody that specializes in a small kit, lots of guys will make really gigantic kits, right?
And the thing I haven't mentioned is he'll do custom stuff too. So if you have ever had an idea for something and you need somebody to make it, Sean's your man.
We should get him to make the old Codgers LBE.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put me in touch with him. I'll help him out with that. I will make that suggestion. We could tell him that we'll be the models. We will model the old Codgers LBE. That kind of stuff, you know, when you talk about that kind of thing, throwing one of those on to me would be easier for me to do than it would be for me to throw on a chest rig. Because like throwing on a jacket.
Yeah.
And you can put a lot of stuff on a battle belt. Because that's what it would be nowadays. It would be a battle belt configuration. So those hold a lot of stuff and everything else. Now, as for Mr. Williams, you can find Mr. Williams' stuff all over the place. All over the place. First of all, he's on media all over the place because the Second Amendment Foundation has paid a publicist to put him out there. So you may hear him on your local radio from time to time. Also, thegunwriter.substack.com, saf.org, and Armed American News. That's where a lot of his stuff is going out. He's, of course, reprinted by all kinds of places. When the planets line up perfectly and Jupiter aligns with Mars and I can dig, if I will, a picture, I managed to get him here. And then we have a nice little discussion. We've had many, so, you know, and that's always fun. So check out Mr. Williams' stuff. We got one more minute with Mr. Williams when we get back. Definitely go check out his review of this rig, because it's out there and it's worth a read. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back. We are talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams, and now we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to his heart. He's one of the ones that is constantly attacking them whenever they come out with their attack on us, which that's the best defense is a good offense. I like it. What have you got on your mind, sir?
The Gun Violence Archive has reared its ugly head again.
Oh, no.
We outed them. God, in 2021, I believe, because they're nothing but an anti-gun nonprofit masquerading as some kind of data resource center. They came up with their own definitions of all these different things, like a mass shooting. Anytime four people are wounded by a firearm, they call it a mass shooting. They don't have any filters on their definition like the FBI does. If it's gang-related or domestic violence, they'll call it a mass shooting, unlike the FBI. As a result, in 2019, the Gun Violence Archive said there were 417 mass shootings. FBI said there were 30. So it's kind of a joke of an organization. Nobody takes their data and uses it other than the media because they like the higher body counts. They like the sensational headlines. Oh, we did catch Joe Biden's speechwriter using some data from the GVA. So I get a tip. The latest journal of the American Medical Association, the JAMA, Journal of the AMA, just came out with a research study, Bill, and they're done by Dr. Deepika Nera, where she's looking at youth fatalities. And of course, you know, they purported to study 5,800 kids ages 10 to 19 who died from, quote, assault-related firearms injuries, I guess that as opposed to accidental or suicide.
Right.
And then they got all their data, they admit, from the Gun Violence Archive. I'm like, you can't do that. It's not real. You know, the big thing in getting an article in JAMA is, you know, your peers are going to review what you write. It's supposed to be a big deal. But theirs isn't, of course, because if GIGO, garbage in, garbage out,
right,
which is a big research error. And I looked at it, and basically I looked at the definition of propaganda, because that's what this is. It's, quote, information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Buddy, that's exactly what JAMA's doing here. Now, you know damn well the AMA's always been anti-gun. I mean, they call gun violence a public health issue. They are the reason that the DRGO was formed.
Yeah.
Doctors for the Responsible Gun Ownership, which is a great pro-gun organization, by the way. I'm sure you've had their guys on your show.
Yeah, John Adine comes on from time to time.
Yeah.
Dr. Robert Young, those guys, yeah.
I reached out to JAMA's editor and to the authors of this study saying, hey, you know, like, I have some questions about the veracity of your research. Of course, you know, they haven't heard back a damn thing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh. So they didn't respond. That's always bad when they don't respond. But, you know, so here's the thing. This is the thing. And I don't know. I don't quite understand why they don't understand it. All of these things about a gun violence epidemic. Wouldn't you love to be on TV with them when they were spouting that nonsense and just point one thing out to them?
Sure.
I would love to get on there and say, you know, there's probably over 500 million guns in the United States today. And there's about 130 million gun owners. So if there was a gun violence epidemic, as you claim there is, would you even be here? Wouldn't you be a statistic by now? Yourself.
Look at Florida. I mean, our crime is at a 50-year low here.
Yes. You've got the NAACP president who lives in Tampa saying, oh, this is a bad place. You got the second most black businesses in the United States there.
Yep.
They're coming out saying, yeah, that's a bunch of nonsense. Come on into Florida. We love it here. Yeah, you'll love it here, too. Nice sunshine and everything. Surfs up. Boy, you should see it on spring break, dudes. You know. That kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. The misleading stuff that they do in the media with this stuff. Do you think the JAMA thing is about the media? Is it about, are they trying to stir them up, or is it just stupidity on their part, or is it deliberate? What do you think?
I think it's deliberate. I think they probably smelled a rat when they saw the data, but they went forward with the study anyway.
Right.
And it's all designed to get media hits, to get their study quoted on, you know, CNN and MSLSD and all these other anti-gun networks. That's what they're looking for.
Right. Well, there are not 417 Uvaldes in the United States per year. Thank God. Although I don't know why there isn't. Have you thought about that way? I mean, I don't know why there isn't, because all of these schools, a lot of these schools go into the real making themselves a hard target thing. They go screaming.
Yeah.
They're just not wanting to do it. They're just not wanting to do it.
I will say the schools that we have here in Florida that have Guardian programs.
Right.
The Guardians are now all armed with the Tabor. Or Tavor, depending on
how you
pronounce it. Yeah.
I like to call it the Tavor. That seems more potent to me versus being impotent. I call it the Tavor.
You know, they didn't want the AR. I don't know why. All the guys that are doing the Guardian deal are veterans. They're intimately familiar with the AR platform. But they decided to go to the Tavor. So,
because of the imagery? Because of the optic?
Yeah.
So the bullpup, which is shorter, it probably looks like a toy. It probably looks like I hate to say it this way, but I know a lot of people look at the, who is it? What's the name of that company? And they're out of Florida, too.
Kel-Tec.
They probably think it looks like a Kel-Tec. Oh, they've got a toy. It's Kel-Tec. Except it's is it the IWI or the IMI? It's IWI, right?
It used to be IMI. Now it's IWI. I run the Tavor. For me, it's difficult because you're changing mags right against your body.
And I mean it's so back heavy and everything else. I mean that it's probably a dream to shoot until you have to do something with it.
Yeah, and if you got a lot of gear on, it's difficult for me to run that gun.
Well, don't you have
reliably.
To for a mag change? Don't you basically have to do the same thing you do with a handgun, where you pull back a little bit and create some workspace to where you can get to the magazine and rip it and put another one in if you have to?
That's pretty much it. And keep in mind, your hand's going to be where your other mags are.
Right.
I'm not saying anything bad against the Tavor. I have not run that as extensively as I have ARs and AKs, but. And I know it's got a great history with the IDF.
Sure.
They're loving it.
Yeah.
So,
but they carry M4s. They also carry M4s in addition to the Tavor. So, I mean, it's not a total swap over that they've done. But, that's interesting about that. But, hey, it's good that they have that too. And I'm almost certain that they will not be attacked. Where they have
we have not had a school with a guardian have any type of problem.
Right.
Because they're out there in the morning when they're dropping the kids off, and then in the afternoon when they're picking them up. You got a guy with a Tabor and a Glock, and he's only there for one reason. That's to shoot bad guys in the face. I think they're going to go to another school.
Yeah, it becomes somebody else's problem. Are there schools in that locale where they do not have guardians for them to go to?
Yes.
That's horrible. There are. That's horrible.
I know.
I thought about that as I was laughing at that. That's not something to laugh about. That is definitely not something to laugh about. As we wind this up, just so you know, I just got a care package at my FFL from Staccato.
Oh, I just turned green. Completely green. Jealousy.
Yeah, well, last time I got one, I shared, though. So, you know.
What's in this?
I have no idea.
It's small one.
It may have the CS in it. I've seen varying reports on it. There's some people, like Bob swears by it, right? He thinks that's the greatest gun that's ever been made. And then everybody else gets it and they're like, oh, wow, this is way too snappy, that kind of stuff. So, in any event, thank you for taking it. I'll let you know about that, and we'll find out about this thing with your tactical nylon guy and go forward. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure as always, Bill. Take care.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be hour number 3, and we will keep on trucking as we go along. Go check out Lee's stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com, at Armed American News, and at saf.org. He is the investigative reporter, The Gun Writer. All of his stuff gets reprinted all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.